We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis, Amud Aleph. We're starting seven lines from the top, beginning of a line, continuing the Gemara about Kiddush Levonov. Amar Rav Acha Bacharina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechanan, Kol Mevorech Ala Chodesh Bezmanoi. Anyone who makes Kiddush HaLevona at the right time, Kilu Mekabnei Shechina. It's Kilu is Mekabel the Shechina itself. The Ksiv HaChesiz of the Chodesh HaZelachem, which is this week's Parashah Parashas Boy. The Ksiv HaSom Ze Keli Vaveyu. So we darshan Ze Ze. That's Kilum Kal Pnei Shechina. The Marshal explains what Shaykhis as Kiddush Levana have to do with the Shechina. So the Marshal explains that today, that we are in Galus, we have no Beis HaMikdash, we can't see the Pnei Shechina. We're very far from the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, we don't have Beis HaMikdash anymore. He says, Barzok the Marshal, a Kiddush HaLevan, who is similarly Yisrael, it's a siman that's going to happen one day. Just like the Levana gets smaller and then disappears, it comes back, we're also going to come back to Yerushalayim and to the Beis HaMikdash and be mizaych et v'kal p'nei Yashchina. Tana b'er b'shmol, el mol izach Yisrael, el lahak p'nei avim shevashmayim, kol chodesh v'chodesh dayam, which means like this, like Rashi explains, that if this was the only mitzvah we were zaych to, that, and this is considered Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, that would be enough. That would be amazing. If we had this mitzvah alone, and we have all the mitzvahs also, Baruch Hashem, but we just this mitzvah alone is so special because Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. So it means if Ilu, Zoch Yisrael, only this mitzvah, Lahak Pnei Avim Shemeshmaim, Kol Chayish Chayish, that would be enough. On my Abai, since this is considered Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, Hilkav Nam Renu Mu'umud, should say it's standing up. Which means, like the Mefarshim explains, like a suffix, if it's a Birchas Hananim or Birchas HaMitzvahs. So if it's Birchas Hananim, so then you don't have to stand. But since here we're saying it's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, so therefore you stand. Marema Marzutra, Mekasvi Adodi Mavarchi. It's not exactly what this means, but the Yad Ramah learns it means that they were older already and they couldn't stand. So he used to get their Avodim to hold them up in order they should be able to be considered standing by Kiddush Levana. Only Rav Acha or Rav Ashi. My Rava Mevarchi. My Rava, the way they say the bracha of Kiddush Levana is Baruch Ata Hashem Alekinu Melech Elam Mechadish Chadashim. That's the whole bracha. So Amalei. So this is what Rav Acha told Rav Ashi. So Amalei, Hi Noshi Dinam Mevarchi. This bracha is such a short bracha. Even ladies can say short bracha. That's not a kavadig bracha. You need a bigger gashmak a bracha. That bracha all ladies can make. Elam. We say the bracha like Rabbi Yehuda says. Don't Rabbi Yehuda? You say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher B'Ma'amaroi Baruchcha. K'makarish Baruch Hu, with his mouth, with his dibur, he created the skies. We know that it says that K'makarish Baruch Hu created everything with his amira, Asar Ma'amaros, V'Ruach Piv Kol Tzva'am. And with his mouth, the Ruach Piv, he created all the stars. Chaykes man l'san lehem, stars, sun, moon. Chaykes man l'san lehem, so yishanu v'stafgidam. He set them a set time to come out. They shouldn't change their tafgid. Sosim u'smeichim l'asur yikoyinam. They come out happy to do the will of Hashem. Poyal yemes shupulosim emes. So Rashi Taitcha means, poyal yemes, they are good ketraya workers, I mean they're trustworthy workers, that they're not mashana as to say that. They're good workers, they're good employees, and they do it b'amistik. Now, what's bothering me a little bit is that we really said shoshana v'stafkidam, we said that already. So if you look at Taisus, Taisus is a different mashana, it doesn't ask a kashra, it's a different mashana, it's a top Taisus. Pirsa kundra, she'em eshanam es sidram, v'ista gairis payal emes, v'karish baruch ukoyi, she'be emes ubedin miyato. That he was ma'itam b'din l'hokama b'asahachi l'vonam shetzeschadish. He said it means going on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if you look at your near siddur, it said we don't say payal emes, we say payal emes. So taki, you have to see how the article teaches. It should be going on the Kodesh Baruch Hu and not on. I'm talking about in the siddur. It's going on the Kodesh Baruch Hu and not on the moon. Here Rashi Gersh is going on the moon. He says it sounds going on Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'la'avona omar shetzeschadish. Ateres to Ferris to Musi Batan. And to Levana we say, you're going to become even bigger, you're going to be Mischadish, and you're going to be Ateres to Ferris to Musi Batan, which means that this is a simon as a crown for the Amusei Batan, which is going on in Klai Yisrael, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moilet Kavayachal from his stomach. Shein Asidim Mischadish Kamois, this is a Ateres, this is a simon to Klai Yisrael, that they will also be mischadish one day. She nasidin leschadish kemoisa. They're gonna be mechadish one day kemoisa and become again. Even though we disappeared from Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, we're gonna come back and we're gonna get back to Shechina. We'll follow Yerusha Hashem Kvayim Malchusay, and we're going to praise Hashem Al Shem Kvayim Malchusay. Baruch Atah Hashem mechadish chadashim. That is this bracha of Kiddush Avonim, a beautiful bracha that has to do with the hischadish, the renewal of the Levana, and that also the Simon is a sign to the renewal of Klal Yisrael. Zogtumar Avaita. Shaitan Pasik in Mishle. Kibetach Pulois, Tas Lecha Mechama, Ushua Baroiv Yoyetz. So the Pasik says that with Tach Pulois, you're going to do Mechama. What does that mean? Avraach Abrachinam Ravas Mechon, Vemiat Amaitz Mecham Peshot Taira. Who do you find as the Koyach of Mecham Peshot Taira, which Rashi learns means Hayra'a? Who do you have? Who could have a good psak, a klara psak? Bundles. He has a lot of bundles of Mishnah. Because if you don't know the ideas, it could be the biggest lamdin and the biggest charif, but you could be missing obvious things. You first have to know, or you have to know, all the different halachas in order to paskin. Kari Rav Yosef Anavsher, Yosef Taka said on himself, the Rav Tavois b'Koyach Shor. There's a lot of tool in the Koyach Shor. Now, how does this mean anything? So if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos explains, the mask of Rav Tavois, from the Yosef Ikri B'Khar Shor. The name Yosef, we know in the Torah, is called B'Khar Shor. He said B'Khar Shor Hadloi. Well, Baal Shemois, someone knows a lot of Shmaitzas, and knows a lot of ideas, it's called a Baal Chitim, like the Marzah and Harius. So he's saying, the Rav Tavois, all those chitim, all those ideas are b'koyach shar and the koyach of shar, which is Yosef. That's what he said on himself, because we know Rav Yosef was a big baki. So the Gemara writes, it said in the Mishnah, Echad Amar Shtei Shayis, someone says it was 2 hours into the day, let's say 8 o'clock, the other one says 9 o'clock. The halacha is, that's fine, you can be off by an hour. Amar Rav Shimon bar Ashi, lo yishon ola shayis. It's only fine if you're off by an hour. One says it was before Nate, one says after Nate. Say those from Batela. The age is bottle. Because there, even though it's not an hour, but you make a mistake. You can't make a mistake in day or before Nate. Before Nate is much darker than after Nate, which the sun is out. So you should have realized the difference. So I tomorrow Pshita. That's Pasha. Of course, that's bottle that ate this because it's definitely a steer. So tomorrow one says it was before Nate. One says it was in the Nate. But Shas and Sam is coming up. Hanan Pshita, there's also a big difference. Ma'od Tema, they're really both saying about the same time, which is before Nate. One of them thought he was middle of Nate. Ha'bi Giluya Kayi v'zehure ba'amu d'chazi. He just saw the shine. A lot of times after Alois, before Nate, there's a certain shine coming up from where the sun is coming up, and he thought the sun was up. And therefore, it's not considered a stira. K'mashlo, no. If you say b'secha Nate, it's a stira to Kayi d'manate, and the Eidus cannot be Mekuyim this way. It says in the Pasuk, V'achakach ma'achnisim, and it means a Talmud who says something good. So it says, one of the Talmidim said something good, Meshivinoi sebineim, so you put him up on with the Dayanim, it was showing him if he's actually a Dayan, or he sits with the Dayanim, V'loi hoyo yoreid misham kol hayom kuloi, he did not leave the entire day. Zok to Gemara, Oisayim Suloi, only that day, and nothing after that. But I don't know the price. If Yitain is something that has substance, Lo Yeri Misham Loilam, he didn't leave there Loilam. Vim Ein Mamish Dvarav, if there's no substance, then Ein Yerid Kol Yom Kuloi, Kidei Shloi Tei Eliyasa Yerid Loi. And even if he said nothing, something, no substance, we still left him up there because you don't want to embarrass him. He's not going to want to tie anything afterwards. So it's mashma, if you tie something good, you deal loylam, which to me, says, doesn't mamash mean loylam, because then you would have another dying on Sanhedrin. It just means that for the rest of the case, the case could take a week or two, so then you stay up there, you stay on top there.
Even
in part of the Bezdin? Even if you're part of the Bezdin, so Rishonim learned you're part of the Bezdin, that means the rest of this case, you're dying in the Bezdin. No, so one of them won't pass. One of them won't pass. Only they'll be counted 171, but it's only at one. It's only for one point. I'm not sure 23, but same thing with 24. Yeah. So it just means for this case. But in any case, our kasha is that our mister says oisayoyim. Here it says la'olam, which means la'olam either means takal la'olam or means at least for this dentira. When it says kol yoyim, it's going on ein mamish devara. By ein mamish devara, the Mishnah is saying you stay here the whole day. And the reason is you don't want to embarrass him to take him off in the middle of the day. So it says if they found a zchus, you do it on the spot. If they found a chayva, so then they discuss it overnight. And one of the things that you say you shouldn't do, you should not drink wine and eat a lot. Yai my time aloy, omer Rabbi Acha Bachanina makra, v'lo roizdim ei sheikhar. For the roizdim, you should not drink beer, shouldn't drink anything that makes you drunk. And what is roizdim? You know, oisik v'rozoi shal oylam al yishtakru. If you're busy with the rozoi shal oylam, you should not drink. Now what's rozoi oylam? It's like rat, like taisvis. Hainu dinin nefashos. Rozoi oylam is called dinin nefashos, the secrets of the world dinin nefashos, because it's talking about the person's nefesh, that's a secret. That's a roz. Avaloi dinin mamonos. So it sounds like in our Gemara that someone's tapasik dinin mamonos is allowed to drink wine. Freik taisvis, ay, says the Gemara Sanhedrin, shosor avias yayin al yoyre. Hainu hayra de isvahetah dafke isvahetah, but mamonos you are allowed to. A peldig taisvis that's saying that you're allowed to drink wine when you're passing in a mamonos, only not by dinin nefashos or isvahetah, and you're not allowed to. Because Gemara says raise them ain sheikhar is talking about dinin nefashos. The Gemara says further that if they're deadlocked, 36 against 35, let's say, and 36 say chayv and 35 say schos, what do you do? You can't add anyone, and one is not enough for chayva. So what do you do? 36 and 35. What you do is, they try to see eye to eye to something. Someone has to change their mind. What happens, loy ra'u, if no one changed their mind? Everyone's digging in the heels, and they're not changing their mind. Mike, what's the halacha? Omar, Rav Acha, Paitun, Raisai. He's potter. V'chidam Rav Yechon, Paitun, Raisai. He's potter from this entire. Why when it's deadlocked already, why do you have to start working Elu Keneged Elu? If it's deadlocked, finished. You pat him. You got to pat him. If you don't come to something, you pat him anyway. It's pat him now also. Right away, pat him. It's not a cover for a Bezdin. It's a night to a Bezdin that they should come out with a hung jury. They should come out with a psak. So we try as hard as we could to come with some kind of psak. If not, then you pat him. Ikadamri. A little bit different halacha. Only a popular abaya. Well, a different question. We'll see. V'lamali, why do you have to be in Moisif when it's 22 against 21? V'lamali yasifa lifter redina kama. They should put on the spot. Amalei. So abaya says it's a good kasha. It's a man the says like you actually. Rabbi Yitzchak Kari Kavaseh. Time Rabbi Yemer. Kesheim she masif ma ben shalshim vechas. Just like you're not Moisif two bezin on 71. Kachem masif ma ben shalshim vechas. You're not Moisif on bezin of 23. And they taka, like Rashi explains, the Maharaj Kasha is not just when it's 22 and 20, just pat on the spot, but 20, it should talk to each other. 22 against 21. 12 and 11, which is 23. In such a case, don't just pat them. The Maharaj Kasha is by 12 against 11. Why do you add on 2 until 71? Just be done Elu Kenegad Elu. You don't want to have hung jury, so do Elu Kenegad Elu. If they can't come up with anything, pat to them. Why do you have to add on? Vosapis. So the Mara answers, Rav Yezi Taka says like that. If you have 12 against 11, that say chayva. If it's chos, it's pashut chos. If it's chayva, so the halacha is you done them elu keneged elu. They discuss with each other and think no one's changing their mind. The halacha would be that pait remaisai below klum. You don't have to add on according to Rav Yezi because he says kashem shem esifin al bezin shal shem veechad kachem esifin al bezin shal shayish mishloisha. Tana rabbanon, for dinei mamonos. When they give the psak din, they say nizdakin hadin. They inu m'din nefashos nizdakin hadin. And by din nefashos, don't say nizdakin hadin. Now, what does it mean nizdakin hadin? My nizdakin hadin. Ile mekosh dino. If it means that you end off and you say, you know, this din we're making a psak, but this is a shvera din. We have to still think about this. So, what is it saying? Din b'amunas, you say that, not din nefashos ipcha. The opposite, we want by fakarat. By din nefashos, there you want someone to come up with a schus and to turn over the din. So it's really epcha. If izdakin din means kosh dino, which means we are announcing that it's a very deep and hard din, so that's the afka din nefashos do. Switch it around. That by din nefashos you say izdakin adin and not by din mamas. Vashya malelum tepach. Mine is dakin adin, chacham dino. That means like this. After you make a psak, you announce, by the way, this din was perfect. We really got it. We really got this din. And that's the Afghan din of Mamonos. But in the first, you don't say that because you want people to come and say, no, you made a mistake. Meisvei. So it's machlekes meisvei. If it's daka, then means kosh dina, and we have to switch it over to one dina fashas, or it means that you praise yourself. Cham dina. It's a great din, and we're going on dina mamonis. Meisvei. Godel shvei yonim oimer in daka adin. The godel of the dayonim say in daka adin. So this is on the sefta. This is the eight sefta that says that the godel of the bezin says is daka adin. Yam v'shlam chacham dina. If it means that you're praising about the din, I don't want godel. That's why the Godel announced this. Eli Amar Kash Dina, if you're announcing that, by the way, this is hard, we're not even sure we got it right, it's a very deep din. Loi Siagi, Loi Amar Godel, Kisufei de Gemichsev Nafshei. Why would the Godel say it's embarrassed himself? He's the Rosh HaBezdin, he's saying there was a deep din and it's very hard. So tomorrow in, Ein Adoyman Vizbayash Mas Vizbayash Vachayim. It's better if he says it than one of the lower Dayanim say it, because that's even more embarrassing. So that makes sense, my answer does make sense that he should say it. Ike Damri, Yam Vizbayash Kash Dina, if you say, it means kosh dina, which means there was a hard din. Hainu de ina doima, hainu de ina doima mizbayish ma'atz mizbayish ma'achirim. So then, it makes sense to say that the God will said it because better mizbayish ma'atz mizbayish ma'achirim. Eli amet chacham dina. God hashbuchim vashbach nafshei. If it was saying a praise about the din, so the God was praising himself. Aksiv. Yeah, Bishlam, a lower one says it, so it's fine because he's in charge, so he's the one really getting the praise. But why would he say the praise about himself? If you want to give yourself praise, it's better if someone else praises you than you praise yourself. So Bezin is different. Everything goes with the Godel. He gives the announcement, and since he's a spokesman for the whole Bezin, and therefore he says, even the Dvarim Shal Shvach, and that is why he will be the one who's saying, even if it's saying Chacham Dina, he'll be the one saying it. Hardun Allah, Hoyu Baitkin, Beli Nether.